What are you doing? Dinner. Are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
And now it's time to play What Even Matters Anymore with your host, Veronica Elder.
Hey, folks, welcome to What Even Matters Anymore, the show where I tell you something our president did or said, and you have to tell me, does it even matter anymore? First, let's meet our contestants.
Hi.
Hey.
Great. First question. The president of the United States refers to African countries as poo-poo holes and says all Haitians have AIDS. Does it even matter anymore?
That's really bad. That has to matter, yes.
Actually, it does not matter. Zero consequences, and everyone just moves on. Next, the president has an extramarital affair with a porn star right after his wife gives birth to a son. Then he pays the porn star to shut up. Does it even matter to say his evangelical base?
To evangelicals, of course it matters. It's against everything that they stand for.
You'd think so, but no. They say he's just repented, and they forgive him, and Mike Pence is like, this my dude. Next, the president fires Robert Mueller, the very man investigating him for treason. Does it even matter?
Well, he hasn't done that yet.
Yeah, but you know he's gonna, so when he does, will it even matter?
I'm gonna say yes, that would matter. That's a clear line that he'd be crossing.
So close. You were right that it would cross a line, but you were wrong to think that it would matter in the least. Republicans would just shrug and mumble something about Hillary's emails.
Yeah, but they have a conscience.
Judges, do they have a conscience? Sorry, we checked and they don't.
I'm sorry, is this still part of the game?
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Are there like points?
Next question. The president builds a wall but hires illegal immigrants to build it, and he accidentally puts an unlocked door every 10 feet. Would that matter?
Okay, I'm sensing a pattern here, so I'm just gonna say it would not matter.
You're absolutely right, Greg. You'd think Trump supporters would get mad, but then Trump blurts out, Chuck Schumer did it, and everyone believes him. They just believe him.
But you know that's not gonna happen, right?
Doesn't even matter anymore. Fake news! Fake news!
Are you okay?
I'm great. Okay, you know what? On our final round, you guys just write down what you think would matter. What do you think would actually lead to any kind of consequences? 10 seconds on the clock. And while you're writing, I'm just gonna drink. What do you guys got?
I wrote Trump punches Pope. I think that would be like really bad.
You'd think so, but a lot of people still hate Catholics. Next.
Okay, I wrote cancels Olympics because flags are, quote, gay.
Are you kidding me? His approval ratings would jump 5 points. Next.
I wrote sex tape with Don Jr. I mean, that would check, like, a lot of boxes.
You'd think so, but Fox News would just report it's he's a family man. It's because nothing truly matters. None of it matters.
Oh.
I'm a deal man. I made hundreds and hundreds of deals and transactions.
So how would you do it now? Now, you're in the Oval Office right now.
I would get everybody together and we'd have a budget and it
would get done. They've all gotten together.
Well, that's because they don't have the right leader. You don't have the right leader. This is the President of the United States has to get this done. But it's pretty sad because the whole world is looking at us and laughing. We need a president that's going to be able to make deals, great deals.
I want to make great deals. That's what it is, for the people.
I do hundreds of deals. The deals come out of my ears.
If you can't make a good deal with a politician, then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good. You can't leave the White House, go to Hawaii and play golf for 3 weeks and be a real deal maker. It doesn't work that way.
That's right. You can't go to Hawaii to play golf and be a deal maker. You have to go to Florida. And you can't do it for 3 weeks. You have to do it for an entire year.
Hold it now.
The government is shut down for the first time in more than 4 years. The art of the deal president could not reach that deal. Just a few hours ago, they marked the one-year anniversary of his presidency by rejecting a budget bill.
This is the first time in modern history, the first time in modern U.S. history that a party that's controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House has had a government shutdown on their watch.
President Trump holed up in the White House at this hour when he thought he'd be at a big party for himself at Mar-a-Lago down in Palm Beach, celebrating his first year of his term.
Now, the two-day shutdown almost didn't happen at all because on Friday, Chuck Schumer met with Trump at the White House and they came close to a deal over cheeseburgers. That's smart. Get them all burgered up first. Although, if they're eating burgers, I think that means they were negotiating in Trump's bed. It didn't work out, so shut down over the weekend.
Better shut us down. Better shut us down.
To avoid another shutdown, all that needs to happen is that Congress has to agree on how to fix our entire immigration system in 17 days.
Nowhere to go. Better shut us down. Better shut us down.
Well, let's put it this way. There is absolutely no collusion. That has been proven. When you look at the committees, whether it's the Senate or the House, everybody but my worst enemies, they walk out, they say, there is no collusion. But we'll continue to look. They're spending millions and millions of dollars. There is absolutely no collusion. I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia, and everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election. And it should have never been this way, where they spend all these millions of dollars. So now even the Democrats admit there's no collusion. There is no collusion. That's it. And we got to get back to running the country. What we have found and what they have found after looking at this really scam is they found tremendous, whatever you want to call it, you're going to have to make up your own determination. But they found tremendous things on the other side. When you look at the Hillary Clinton investigation, it was, you know, I've been saying it for a long time. That was a rigged system, folks. That was a rigged system. When you look at what they did With respect to the Hillary Clinton investigation, it was rigged. And there's never been anything like it in this country that we've ever found before. It's very, very sad. Very, very sad.
Have you been interviewed or been requested to be interviewed by the special counsel, either in connection with Director Comey's firing, the Russian investigation, or your own contact with Russian officials?
Well, I'd be pleased to answer that. I'm not sure I should without clearing that with a special counsel. What do you think?
I'm just saying, have you been interviewed by them?
Don't believe that surrogates from the Trump campaign had communications with the Russians. Is that what you're saying?
I did not, and I'm not aware of anyone else that did.
However, former campaign advisor George Papadopoulos later revealed that Sessions did preside over a meeting in March of 2016 where Papadopoulos told Sessions and Trump that his Russian connections could arrange a meeting between Trump and Putin himself. Here's what Sessions said when he returned to the Hill to testify in November.
I do now recall that the March 2016 meeting at the Trump Hotel that Mr. Papadopoulos attended, but I have no clear recollection of the details of what he said at that meeting.
Of course, George Stephanopoulos, who made a plea deal with Robert Mueller already, he's already working with him, is cooperating with investigators. And yesterday, his fiancée told the Washington Post that, "I believe history will remember him like John Dean," adding, "There's a lot to come."
Satan, eat my shorts!
A sinner, a real bad kid. What thou shalt not, I shall did. Neighbor's cat I tried to neuter. Took the whiz on the school computer.
He took a whiz, oh yes he did.
But now I've changed, you can't deny. Come on up and testify.
Testify, testify.
Come on up and testify.
Testify, testify, testify.
Breaking news on multiple fronts in these special counsel's Russia investigations. The president could end up sitting down with the special counsel, Bob Mueller, in weeks, according to the Washington Post.
This could be very bad for Trump, especially if Mueller doesn't take the $130,000 in hush money. His legal team is nervous Trump might perjure himself due to Trump's lack of precision in his speech and his penchant for hyperbole, which Trump disputes. Believe me, I am the least hyperbolic person ever born. And many people, everybody, I'm hearing this from everyone, everyone's saying my precision is the biggest number, whatever that is.
Mueller's team already sat down with a member of the president's cabinet, and with the president's top antagonist, James Comey.
In addition to Comey, Mueller has questioned fired acting attorney general Sally Yates, CIA director Mike Pompeo, DNI Dan Coats, and NSA director Mike Rogers, all with some sort of connection to the firing of James Comey.
All of this while Mr. Trump calls for changes in the FBI, the agency tasked with investigating him. Let's go to the Washington Post report. They claim that Mueller wants to question the president in the coming weeks about his decisions to fire former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn and former FBI Director James Comey. That's an indication that Mueller is focusing on allegations of obstruction of justice. That doesn't mean that's the only thing his investigation is about, but we know that's at least part of it. That news comes amid a day of Russia-related developments, all of which hint at a ramped-up investigation in at least the obstruction of justice part of things. Today we learned, for instance, that Mueller's team has already interviewed Comey, and they did so last year, focusing on his now infamous memos detailing his interactions with the president and what the president said about Mike Flynn. The attorney general, Jeff Sessions, the first member of the president's cabinet to face the special counsel, was interviewed apparently just last week for hours.
I do not recall such a conversation. I did not recall this event. I don't recall. I don't recall it. I do not recall. I don't recall it. I guess I could say that I possibly had a meeting, but I still do not recall it.
Listen to Jim Comey's public assessment, which we now know he has given to Mueller, about why he was fired.
Why do you believe you were fired?
Because I don't know for sure. I believe I take the president at his word that I was fired because of the Russia investigation. It's my judgment that I was fired because of the Russia investigation. I was fired in some way to change, or the endeavor was to change the way the Russia investigation was being conducted. That is a very big deal.
Because I know James is a witness. I know James can testify. Come on, son. Go ahead, son.
The Justice Department confirming today that Attorney General Jeff Sessions did sit for hours last week with Robert Mueller's investigators, accompanied by his personal attorney. We also learned today that James Comey, who, of course, is the former FBI director, whom the president fired last May, was also interviewed by Mueller's team late last year.
This is important, because if Comey testifies he was fired because of the Russia investigation, it just might confirm what the president confessed to on national television last year.
On deck, according to the Washington Post, none other than the president of the United States himself.
Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events?
100%.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
I would be glad to.
To.
I'm looking forward to it, actually.
You want to?
You have a date
here, here's the start, just so you understand. There's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to it. But I would love to do that, and I'd like to do it as soon as possible.
Well,
good luck,
it,
everybody.
Do you have a date set?
So here's the story.
Do you have a date set?
I don't know. No, I guess they're talking about 2 or 3 weeks, but I would love to do it.
Would you do in person?
You know, again, it's I have to say, subject to my lawyers and all of that, but I would love
would
to
do it.
Would
you do it under oath, Mr. President?
You mean like Hillary did it under? But
it was
I would
a voluntary
do it.
Interview.
Listen,
you would.
But I would do it.
Mueller reportedly wants to question the president in the coming weeks about the departures of Comey and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. As far as we know, Mueller's investigation is proceeding on at least two separate tracks, and Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, is implicated in both of them. First, there's the question of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Sessions was a key member of that campaign, and we know that during the election, he met at least twice with the Russian ambassador, encounters he somewhat famously or infamously failed to disclose during his confirmation process under oath to his former colleagues. We know that Carter Page told Sessions ahead of time about his own trip to Moscow in the summer of 2016, where he met Russian officials. And we know Sessions chaired a meeting attended by George Papadopoulos in March 2016. Papadopoulos spoke about his efforts through Russian contacts to set up a meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. Sessions later claimed under oath that he couldn't remember much about that meeting except his own response.
I pushed back. I'll just say it that way.
Did anyone else at that meeting, including then-candidate Trump, react in any way to what Mr. Papadopoulos had presented?
I don't recall.
Okay, so your testimony is that neither Donald Trump nor anyone else at the meeting expressed any interest in meeting the Russian president or had any concerns about communications between the campaign and the Russians?
I don't recall it. I remember the pushback.
Then there's the second track of Mueller's investigation, the question of whether the president or his aides committed obstruction of justice, which is a felony under federal law, by pressuring Comey to end the Russian investigation and then firing him when he refused to comply. The attorney general is elbow deep in the firing of Comey. He was one of the officials asked to leave the Oval Office before the president asked Comey one-on-one to let the Flynn matter go, according to Comey's sworn testimony. Comey testified that following that encounter, he implored Sessions to keep the president from communicating with him directly. Later, after Comey had testified publicly twice on Capitol Hill, the attorney general wanted one negative article a day in the news media about Mr. Comey, according to the New York Times. The Justice Department denied that account, but the Times stands by its story. When the president eventually made up his mind to get rid of Comey for good, he reportedly brought Sessions into the Oval Office to discuss it, along with his deputy, Rod Rosenstein. Ultimately, it was Sessions who wrote the memo actually recommending Comey be fired, used by the president as a short-lived pretext. Now, overall, Sessions has been both a target and a tool of efforts by the president to rein in the Russia probe and bend the Justice Department to the White House's will. We learned recently that Trump last year demanded that Sessions maintain control of the investigation, dispatching his White House counsel to press the attorney general not to recuse himself. We know that Sessions' decision to recuse anyway enraged the president, who threatened to fire Sessions and kept on attacking him months later.
Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job and I would have picked somebody else. Mm-hmm. Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself. I then have, which frankly, I think is very unfair to the president.
But Sessions appears to be doing the president's bidding in other ways. Just last night we learned the current FBI director threatened to resign, a fairly extraordinary step, after Sessions, taking a cue from the president's own tweets, pressured him to fire his deputy who's been the target of political attacks. Just moments ago, this report from the Washington Post. Andrew McCabe, that individual who's the acting director who has been targeted by the president, targeted by Trump TV, and targeted by the president's allies, recounting that Trump asked him in a get-to-know-you meeting whom he voted for during the election. McCabe declined to answer.
I'm going to see if I can get one of my friends to come up here and testify for me.
Donald Trump versus the FBI director, in this case, both of them. Late today, NBC News reporting Mueller has interviewed former FBI Director Comey, focusing on if Trump interfered in the Flynn investigation, which Comey says he documented in real time in those memos. He kept them because he said he thought Trump might lie.
I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document.
Trump firing Comey is at the heart of everything. It led to Mueller's appointment. It remains under investigation. And the reason tonight's news is this battle with two FBI directors is because Axios reporting that Trump kept meddling at the FBI even after the Comey debacle, attempting another partisan purge so over the line his own replacement for Comey threatened to resign. Three sources telling Axios Trump was improperly demanding the new FBI director fire Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. It got so heated that Ray threatened to resign over it. And that Trump's White House lawyer said it was not worth losing another FBI director over Trump's desire to get McCabe fired.
It makes us feel mighty good to know that you have testified for us this morning.
We have seen three presidents in U.S. history impeached. Andrew Johnson in the 1860s for manipulating senior personnel to protect himself. Violation of, I believe, is the Tenure Act, the Secretary of War. Richard Nixon in the 1970s, obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. We know what he tried to do with Mark Felt to end the Watergate investigation. Yeah. And Bill Clinton for obstruction of justice and perjury, lying under oath in the face of a special counsel investigation. All of these days that we go through this, that we live through this Mueller investigation, is leading up to a moment where Robert Mueller, let's just assume he has spoken to everybody, because if he hasn't, he will. And eventually this is going to lay on the doorstep of the President of the United States, and he will either be found culpable, or he will be honest, or he will lie. But either way, the President of the United States is in the most jeopardy of anybody today.
Come on and testify, son. Go ahead, son. Go ahead.
This week, special counsel Robert Mueller may have reached a deal with Steve Bannon in exchange for his testimony in the Russia investigation. Here to comment is Robert Mueller.
It's me, Robert Mueller. I wanted to come out here tonight to assure the American people that our investigation is progressing smoothly and we're looking forward to a timely and orderly conclusion.
That's great. And can you give us a sense of where it's heading?
Well, I can't discuss particulars of an ongoing investigation, but yeah, we good.
Really? Really, we good?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, no. You just wait. You'll see. Yeah.
So, but even with, like, the Trump of all of it? Or?
Yeah. We're good. Yeah. Situation's under control. Colin, you got... Okay. Yeah. You got to remember, I have actual footage of... No. You know what? I want to tell you so bad. I can't. I'm not going to... But, yeah. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
So then I take it you have hard evidence.
Colin, come on. You're putting me in a weird position here. I cannot comment on that, but yeah, big time. I just, oh, man. Can I tell him? I want to tell him one thing. Okay. I shouldn't be, no. Okay, so, yeah. Don Jr., he wrote in his Venmo description, Russia. No, I can't. I can't. Oh, it hurts. Bobby, don't do this. I'm not gonna do it.
Okay, well, what happens if Trump fires you?
He could. Then that's a real possibility, but it's a little late for that. Cat's out of the bag, and the bag's full of, how do I say this? Michael Flynn's wiretaps.
Wait, so you put a wire on Flynn?
I can neither confirm nor deny this, Colin, please. But if you were to, I don't know, ask me to bang the desk for if I did.
Okay, well, bang the desk if... But is it bad or... But it's not like treason bad, right? Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts. Colin, you gotta understand, the guy didn't leave me a trail of breadcrumbs here. He left me full loaves. Fresh 7-grain loaves, straight from Panera Bread. I'm having a blast, man.
Well, can you give us any sense of how this all ends?
Yes, okay, well, let me put it this way. You know how you love the show Lost? But it never really came together. There was no satisfying ending. This ain't Lost.
Thanks for the song
and skits
from
Saturday Night
Live.
Camper Van Beethoven.
Public Enemy.
The Beach Boy. Peter Serafinovich. Marvin Gaye.
The
Simpsons.
The
Isley Brothers.
A
Golden Earring.
And thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Meredith Vieira, Victor Blackwell, Stephen Colbert, Richard Blumenthal, Jeff
Sessions,
Al Franken,
Chris
Matthews, Chuck Todd, Katie Ter, Ari Melba, James Cummy,
Chris
Hayes, Colin Jost,
and Kate
McKinnon.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.